Dictation for Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Aldrich, A-L-D-R-I-C-H. March 4, 52. Address as a letter to Dr. Shems, S-H-E-M-E-S, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Shems, urgent consultation, Mrs. Aldrich Carol, with progressive renal failure, comes accompanied with husband David, long-term history of hypertension, which has been difficult to control, very variable, highs and lows. She's aware of kidney problems for a number of years. There has been recent problems of severe bradycardia, for plans pacemaker on the next few days at Midland. Follows cardiology, Dr. Dogmi, D as in David, O-G-H-M-I. She has a history of asthma, well controlled on medications. Not very physically active, few pounds weight gaining, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no changes in appetite, denies diarrhea, bleeding. There is nocturia 3 times at night, minor incontinence, no infection, cloudiness or blood, does not have to wear any kind of urinary depends or pads. There is no gross edema or claudication symptoms. Denies chest pains. There was recent cough, mostly productive, but that has well control on inhalers for asthma. There is dyspnea, which is the reason for why she's not physically active. No pleuritic discomfort, not using any oxygen, no orthopnea PND, no sleep apnea. Although they are suspicious of that, husband says that she snores very loud, and they are planning to test that down the road. Sunlight headiness when she picks things from the ground, but not when she stands up or getting out of bed. There was a recent trip, fall, lost balance, but no loss of consciousness. No focal deficit, did not go to the emergency room. Next paragraph, the past medical history, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. She denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TAS stroke, no seizures. Besides the bradycardia, her black 2, there has been no coronary artery disease. She's not aware of chronic liver disease, no gastrointestinal bleeding, no blood transfusion. Next paragraph, surgeries including hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries for fibro, benign. Right knee replacement a few years back. A breast lesion right side removed, precancerous, taking estrogens, modulators, but has not required chemotherapy or radiation treatment, has bilateral length implant, tonsils adenoids, never had a colonoscopy. Next paragraph, she avoids anti-inflammatory agents because of chronic kidney disease, but no allergies. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications include Norvasc, HCTC, the dose of losartan decreased from 100 to 50 within the last 3 weeks, and because of bradycardia, she is off the Coric. Flonase, Advair inhaler, Zyrtec as needed, vitamin D, Pravacol, and for the breast, premalignant Letrozole, L-E-T-R-O-Z-O-L-E. Next paragraph, blood pressure today was 170 over 100 on the right, 142 over 80 on the left. She's very anxious about this encounter. Her weight is excuse me, she is overweight, normal speech, alert of the intestine 4, no facial asymmetry, no respiratory distress, the presence of lens implant bilateral, no mucosal abnormalities, tongue jugular midline, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruits, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, masses or tenderness, no peripheral edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Creatinine has risen over time, 2021 1.4, representing a GFR around 37 to 40, no changes in January of 23, no blood tests until January 25, creatinine up to 1.7, representing a GFR 32, in February 1.96, GFR 27. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, normal glucose. No anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. Albumin creatinine ratio elevated at 110, but is in the low side. PTH normal. Testing for renin aldosterone do not support the diagnosis of primary aldosteronism. It was normal. Last year, normal TSH. She was tested antinuclear antibody, rheumatoid factor being negative. Has high LDL. Around 178. The last urine analysis is 2021. There was no protein, small amount of blood, the presence of bacteria. Another one, also 21, was negative for blood, protein, or cells. A kidney ultrasound, 9.6 on the right, 9.6 on the left. This is from February, without evidence of obstruction. No urinary retention, incidental bilateral simple cyst. Last year, August, a CT scan of the chest, no contrast. Coronary artery calcifications, otherwise no other abnormalities. An echocardiogram in January, normal ejection fraction, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, no major abnormalities, a Holter monitor, episodes of second degree type 2 AB black. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure. If this will be a steady stage, represent a stage 4. This is not the typical behavior for hypertension. has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We are going to update a urine analysis. Prior ones, when there was no evidence of bacteria, there was no activity for blood protein or cells. Kidneys in the small size, but no obstruction or urinary retention. Chemistries associated to kidney abnormalities are normal. Specifically, there is normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. PTH is not elevated, normal electrolyte, acid, base. We are going to work out for renal artery stenosis. A renal Doppler is being requested on the next few days. It's true that she has not smoked, present or past, and there is no documented clinical vascular disease, although there is evidence of coronary artery calcifications on imaging. Continuous same present blood pressure medications. It will be adjusted with results. She was quite anxious in the office. I'm requesting her to check blood pressure in both arms, write it down, and call me in a few days. Further advice to follow. In terms of her second degree heart block type 2, proceeding for pacemaker on the next few days. She's instructed if blood pressure remains quite high during the procedure and that needs to be canceled, that she will need to be admitted for adjustment of medications. And they can proceed with the pacemaker. Today on physical exam, there was no evidence of bradycardia. She stays off beta blockers. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure, the concern about the rapid progression. The bradycardia is not behind this change. The upcoming pacemaker, expected to be successful, is also not going to change her blood pressure or the kidney function. Those are two independent situations. All questions answered. This was a prolonged visit. Education provided, emotional support provided, end of dictation.